Friends, we have seen in earlier chapter what makes the movement of exchange rates. Okay. Now, quoting of the exchange rates to the foreign exchange transactions is very important. So we must understand how the rates are quoted. Banks are quoting the rates for the foreign exchange transactions to the importer, exporter, remittances, etc. And even for the interbank deals also, they are quoting the rates. What is the rationale behind quoting the rates? Our objective for this chapter, that is chapter 5, how foreign exchange rates are quoted, consists of understanding the concept of a foreign exchange transaction, differentiate between the direct and indirect exchange rates, interpret the reciprocal exchange rates, meaning and significance of the points and pips in currency pricing, and analyze two-way currency quotes, bid and offer rates, and understand how banks set the margin and earn the profit from the foreign exchange dealing. Calculate the cross-currency exchange rates, apply the chain rule, and distinguish among the ready, term, and spot, and forward exchange rates. So friends, in short, what I mean to say here is, the overall, this chapter is very, very important to understand the types of rate, how rates are quoted, understanding the rates quoted, what is the background behind quoting the rates. This is a very important chapter that you should remember, and your prompt attention is required here. Now, first, our presentation structure will consist of to understand how the rates are quoted, followed by reciprocal quotations, points and pips when it is to be used, two-way quotation like bid and offer, cross rate, chain rule, ready to cash, ready or cash, term or tomorrow, spot rate and forward rate, and some of the trends which are developed during the year. This is how we are going to cover up in our discussion. You are aware that every foreign exchange transaction, there involves the conversion of one currency into another currency. And this transaction can occur between the bank and the customer, or between bank and two financial institutions. For this exchange to take place, a reference price, the exchange rate, is essential. So what is that reference rate, reference price? The exchange rate determines how much of one currency is required to purchase a unit of another. For example, if Indian resident wants to remit ₹8,221 to send a sterling 100 to the student in UK, So, 100 sterling is equal to ₹8,221. But what is in his hand? In his hand, only 8,221. How much he can send? He can send only 100 sterling. The bank uses the exchange rate. Say, sterling 1 is equal to ₹82.21. So, 1 sterling is 82.21 to determine how many rupee are needed for the transaction. This is how a common sense, in a commonly it is used. Exactly opposite to it, if an exporter receives US dollar 5,000, exporter receives the 5,000 US dollar for his shipment of goods to the US, and bank converts this into Indian rupee, because it has to be used by the exporter, no? So it needs to be converted into Indian rupee. Then it uses the prevailing USD INR rate. the key component of the foreign exchange transactions. So what we understood is there are two currencies involved in a foreign exchange transaction. Two currencies always involved. Two parties are also involved, either two banks or bank or customer. Between bank to bank or bank to customer. So bank operates on the business principles similar to the commodity dealers. They buy the currency at one rate. They buy the currency at one rate and they sell the currency at another rate, that is higher rate. So buy rate is a bid rate and sell rate is a high rate, ask rate. Okay, so they earn the margin. Now how are the rates are quoted? Your prompt attention is here. How the rates are quoted? The rates can be quoted in a two main formats. Two formats. One is a direct rate, another one is indirect rate. Now what happens in direct rate? When we call it is as a direct rate quotation when there is a foreign currency is fixed. Foreign currency is fixed and home currency is variable. It means if foreign currency is fixed, means if USD, example, USD 1 is fixed because USD is a foreign currency. And variable is what? Variable is Indian rupee currency. Rate is what? 82.21. I have taken it for understanding purpose. Not, these are not exact rates. Exact rates are beyond 90. Okay. Now this means one unit of foreign currency, that is USD, is worth of 82.21 units of local currency, that is Indian rupee. Now home currency rates are also known as tenth rate. What is rate? Home currency rates are called pence rate. In the United Kingdom, they could be called as a paisa rate. Paisa rates in India. They could be called paisa rates in India. So, they are designated as a direct rates. They are designated as direct rates. Because the rupee cost of the single foreign currency can be obtained directly and the number of foreign currency units to the rupee is fixed and certain. Therefore, buy low and sell high is the principle followed for direct rates. Now, indirect rates. I hope you followed what is direct rates. Now, coming down to indirect rates. When the home currency is fixed and the foreign currency is variable, at that point of time, the rate quoted is called indirect rate. For example, rupees 100 is equal to how many dollars? The rate which is prevailing in the market for 100 is 82 something like the 82.21. If it is divided, 82.21, 100 divided by 82.21, it comes to USD 1.216. The quoting rule here is buy high and sell low, because here is the domestic currency. The two methods are mathematically reciprocal and used interchangeably depending upon the market context and location. Now, after direct and indirect rates, reciprocal quotation. Direct and indirect quotes are reciprocals of each other. They are reciprocals to each other. The currency can be quoted in terms of the number of units of the currency X to per unit of currency Y. Or the number of units currency Y per unit of X. The two rates represent the equal value and are reciprocal of each other. To convert one method to another method, the number 1 should be divided by the rate. For example, USD 1 is equal to 82.21 and rupees 1 is equal to USD 1 divided by 82.21 is equal to USD 0.01216. Right? So, the reciprocals are essential for cross rates. Cross rate calculation, arbitrage, and a comparison between the currency across the different market. Now, points and pips. What is meant by points? Points is also called as a pips. When the in currency market, when accurate currency is measured up to fourth decimal place, that is 0.0001, that is fourth decimal point is a 1, then it is called as point or pip. But when it is mentioned up to fifth decimal for more further accuracy, then it is called as a pipette. These units helps to measure the express very small change in the exchange rates. Traders often refer to the movement in pips and not in pipettes. For all currencies like Japanese yen, pip is typically at the second decimal. Pip is at second decimal for Japanese yen due to its high notional value. Notional value Japanese yen is always very high. So, the pip used is up to two decimal points, that is 0.01. The two-way quotation. Two-way quotation means what? Bid and offer spread. Two-way quotation, normally, to quote the two ways, that is one rate for selling and another rate for buying. This way, the two-way quotes are available. This is also known as bid and offer rate. Bid and offer rate. The rate at which the quoting bank is selling is known as the offer rate. And the rate at which it is that quoting bank is buying is known as bid rate. So, buy rate is a bid rate. Quoting rate and selling rate, right? When a dealer is asked for a quote, he usually what does? He gives a two-way quotes, and the quotes is structured in such a way that if he wants to sell, he will make the sale quotes more attractive. Because buy low and sell high. When he sells high, that means he earns the more profit. The advantage of this system is to make the market exist for the buyers and sellers. It gives a depth and liquidity to the market, and it is transparent system, and it is clearly shows that dealers profit. When asking for a quote, the individual does not need to reveal whether he is a buyer or he is a seller. Okay, he only wants the rate. Then quoting the rate always. Thus the index, thus the forex market declares or dealers quote two prices. One is a bid price and second one is a offer price. Bid price is a buy price, offer price is a sale price. Example, USD 1 is equal to rupees 83.65 and it is 83.96. So 83.65 is a buy, is a bank's buy rate, and 83.96 is a bank's sale rate. The difference between this is a spread. Difference between 83.65 and 83.96 is a spread, which includes the dealer's margin and it reflects the market liquidity at risk. So, advantage of the two-way quotes is ensure liquidity, encourage the transparency, and allows the market depth and quick price discovery. Now, let us understand about the cross rates. The cross rates refers to the exchange rate between the two currencies derived from their individual rates with third currency, usually the US dollar. So bank rarely keeps the account in currencies. This is not feasible. And it would be expensive, as banks with which the foreign currency accounts are maintained would expect minimum balance to be kept. Normally, banks would keep account in the currencies they normally deal with, such as the US dollar, the pound sterling, the Japanese yen, and the euro. In these currencies, banks are maintaining these accounts. Indian banks are maintaining these accounts. And these accounts are called as nostro accounts. If a customer wished to send a remittance to South Africa, for example, if customer wished to send a remittance to South Africa from India, the bank will purchase the dollar. Bank will purchase dollar or pound sterling overseas and then dispose of these overseas to purchase the South African rand. Because South African rand is currency of South Africa. So let us assume that in India, rate for the US dollar is USD 1 is equal to 70.85 and 70.95, bid and ask, right? And the rate in New York or London is USD 1 is equal to South African rand 20.0500 or 050. Here also 20.0500 or 20.50. These are the bid and ask rates. Thus, the bank in India, what it will get? The USD dollar 1 is equal to 70.95, because bank has to sell the dollar. So that means 95, sale is high. 70.95 rate is used. And USD 1 will purchase the South African rand. So purchase which one? South African rand? 20.0500 and not 20.50. Like that, its cross currency rate happens. Now, example, USD 1 is equal to 70.95 and South African rand, that is ZAR, 20.005. This is what I have explained just now. So, to find South African rand INR, South African rand 1 is equal to rupees 70.95 or 20.0500 is equal to 3.54 divided by 70.95 divided by 20.0500 is equal to 3.54. So bank uses this method when they do not maintain the direct account in all foreign currencies. Here in this example, bank is not maintaining account of South African ZAR, South African rand. South African rand means ZAR. South African rand account is not maintained because it is highly volatile and there is a cost of maintaining. But bank is using, bank is maintaining dollar. So what is their rule? They sell the dollar, they buy the South African ZAR or rand, and they make the payment to the customer. Let us take the case of an export customer who has sterling 5 lakhs or 500,000 and he has no use for the pounds and needs rupees. The bank would therefore need to buy it from him and then sell it to the elsewhere. Ultimately, bank is intermediary, you know. So bank customer has received sterling 5 lakhs or 500,000. He wants the rupee. Bank wants to buy it. Bank ultimately wants to buy it, no? And then sell it to anywhere, to anybody. As the bank also has no real need of these pounds. Bank also doesn't require this much. But to satisfy the customer, he has to put another deal. That is, let us assume that interbank rate, banks is prepared to buy from the sale, buy and sell to another bank, to other bank, are as follows. USD 1 is equal to 70.25, right? And 70.95. And in London, the pound the pound US dollar rate is sterling 1 is equal to 1.6500 to 1.6510. This is the buy and bid and ask rate. The bank would sell the pound at US dollar 1.6500, that is market buying rate, and it would need to buy the rupee at the market buying rate, US dollar, which is rupees 70.85. See, all the currencies are quoted against the dollar. It may be necessary to work out the cross rates for currencies other than the dollar. For example, the Swiss franc selling for US dollar 0.60 and buying rate for the euro is $0.15. Then the SWF, that Swiss franc and euro cross rate will be SWF 1 is equal to euro 4. Example, what would be the middle rate of the euro Swiss franc based on the middle rates for the dollar euro and the euro dollar Swiss francs? The result is obtained by establishing the chain equation like this. What is the rate? Euro 1.8015 is equal to dollar 1. Then dollar 1 is equal to Swiss franc 1.6555. Thus, euro 100 is equal to 100 into 1.6550 divided by 1.8015, Swiss franc 991.89. This would be the middle rate for the pound Swiss franc based on the rates for pounds dollar and dollar Swiss francs. So pound sterling 1 is equal to dollar 2.0820. You can calculate it. So dollar 1 is equal to Swiss franc 1.6555. Thus, the rate sterling, rate euro 1 is equal to 2.0850 into 1.6555 is equal to Swiss franc 3.3417. Now, chain rule. Hope you understood this calculation. Try at home. Now, to arrive at the cross rate, the chain rule is used. What is this chain rule? This rule is used to derive a cross rate between the two currencies when there is an exchange rate is not directly available. That is chain rule. The various steps in this chain rules are: rule number one, the first rule is to state the final intention. Let us assume that the customer wished to purchase South African rand. The statement will be henceforth be, how many rupee is equal to South African 1 rand? That will be the question. Now, rule number two. The second rule is to start with the currency to be utilized for the purchase of the currency finally to be brought. In this example, the US dollar is to be used to purchase the South African rand. US dollar is to be used to purchase South African rand. Thus, it would be, if the South African rand 20.0.00 is equal to USD 1, this is the answer. Now, rule number 3. In the third rule, the currency in the second equation, earlier one, is considered as a US dollar 1, and the information regarding the type of transaction is used. In this example, rupee are to be sold to purchase the US dollar. Hence, 70.95 divided by 20.0500. So, rule 1 is equal to how many rupee is equal to South African rand 1. Rule 2, if South African rand is 20.0500 is equal to USD 1, and if USD 1 is equal to 70.95, rule number 3, therefore, South African rand 70.95 divided by 20.0500 is equal to rupees 3.53865 or 3.54 is the answer. Okay? Now, similarly, banks are dealing in sale and purchase of foreign currencies that would adopt the same business principles in determining and calculating their selling and buying rates. So this buying and selling connection, as far as the bank is concerned, means when it buys foreign currency from the customer, sale means exactly it sells it to opposite party. The principal banks here used is buy high and sell low, or take more and give less. So, for instance, let us assume that US dollars are quoted in interbank market $3.8400 and $3.8410. So, against rupees 100, the bank is required to calculate its selling and buying rates for the customer business, retaining for the profit margin of 2 cents. In this case, the quotation is rupees 100 is required to be traded. Selling rate is $3.8400 and buying rate $3.8410. The above quotation means that in the interbank market, there are banks who are ready to sell at $3.8410 and buy at $3.8410. The bank therefore can acquire at the rate of 3.084, that is the selling rate, which the selling rate in the market, and offer by deducting its profit margin, that is $0.02, that will quote the selling rate to the customer will be $3.8200 after deduction of 0.200, right? Now, as under. Now, here I have mentioned it here. Acquiring rate for the dollar, rupees 100 is equal to 3.84. Rupees 100 is equal to $3.84. So, less profit margin is 0.20 minus from 3.8400, which comes to $3.8200 is equal to 100, that is selling rate. Okay, very simple to understand. Now, the bank can dispose of the dollar, $3.8410, the buying rate in the market. Therefore, by adding the profit margin of 2 cents, it would quote to the customer that the buying rate is $3.8610. Instead of deducting, it will be adding. So, disposing of US dollar 100 is equal to at the rate $3.8410 is the rate. Now, plus profit margin is 0.200. If you add, it will come to 3.8610. That is the buying rate for 100 rupees, which when rounded off to the cent would be 3.86. Thus, the bank rate for the customer would be rupees 100, selling rate is 3.28200 and buying rate 3.8600. This is how banks are adding and deducting its profit margin. The working of the rate exchange is in the situation where the rates are not quoted in the indirect market. the maximum applicable here, or rule applicable here, is sale low, which has got to be always kept in mind. And it should be remembered that in executing the cross rate, the deals normally only one price is quoted between the client and the institution which is making the market price. Okay, so the price maker minus usually a bank. Price maker is usually a bank. The price maker may be able to trade the transaction on one price when it tries to cover the transaction.